Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
Rising once again, my loves. This is your girl Egypt E, and it is the AM. We are at 7:03, and so we're at the top of the hour right now. And today's topic on the Monday train is that stress ain't your stress. I should have added a bra to that, but the stress ain't your stress. And we started off, we opened up the show with Zef Hermie, Tell Somebody. And that right now is one of our feature musical presentations, just because I'm still saying you have to tell somebody. You have to tell somebody that the sun was meant to shine. You have to tell somebody that they were meant to be who they were meant to be. And hey, if you can't tell anybody else, tell me. I wake up some mornings and I'm just like, you know what, today was just not my day. And the day hadn't even started yet or hasn't even started yet. And at that point in my life, I need someone to tell me that the sun was meant to shine today so that I am aware that I was meant to rise and be up and be counted for on whatever lovely, whatever rainy lovely, whatever snowy, helly, whatever morning I rose with the sun, I was supposed to do that. So, like I said, it's a great morning already. I'm a little bit more awake than I was last week. I guess the second trip out of the station is what I needed to be up and vibrant and ready for this day to get started. And so, like I said, the stress ain't your stress. And I hope you guys are doing well. I hope everybody's excited today. I hope your Monday started off amazing. And when I say amazing, I don't mean that everything was perfect when you woke up this morning. I just mean your morning started off with you saying that I am not going to be stressed. I'm going to get my life together today. What part of it I didn't get together yesterday, I'm going to work on. I'm going to move forward with today feeling like it is the best day of my life. And that, my friends, that, my loves, is the very first thing that you should do every day when you get up. You should say to yourself that today is just, when we tell ourselves today will be a great day, guess what? Today becomes a great day. Despite any issues you have, despite any stresses that may come, despite any upsets, obstacles, pitfalls, hurdles, fires, it does not matter. Your day becomes a great day because you know that everything that happens is going to happen for your greater good. So without further ado, let us get into this morning's topic. The Monday train starts off with that stress ain't your stress, you know? And why do I say that? Why do I say that stress ain't your stress? Because at the end of the day, last week we talked about making messes. And we found out that we can make some really pretty, pretty messes on the higher plane as well as on the earth plane. And we find ourselves here on earth having to deal with them in both the spiritual, the soulful, and the fleshly side of our life, as well as our mental. So what does it mean to say that the stress ain't your stress, but the mess is your mess? All right, well, see, the mess is your mess because that is something that you had your hands in fabricating, which means you created that mess from something. And typically it comes from what we consider nothing, but we know nothing does not exist. Everything has something, an element of conjuring about it. And for me, when I think about what that means, I think about it in terms of I thought something, I said something, I did something that caused me to create a mess. And last week when we talked about creating messes, we talked about the fact that we cannot always remember when we created a mess because it could have been a lifetime ago. It could have been 5 years ago. It could have been 20 some years ago. Who knows when you made that mess? And sometimes we know exactly when. We're like, oh, I did that yesterday and I messed up. But sometimes messes are a train wreck of multiple catastrophes. Multiple trains derail on the same track at the same time because someone forgot to flip the switch. And more than likely, I forgot to flip the switch. So that being said, when I say the mess is your mess, it's because you had an active part. You played an active part in creating that. But when it comes to the stress itself, it's not yours because you don't create the actual stress that comes with it. What happens is we have emotions, and we have tensions that weigh on us throughout our daily lives. And so those stresses that we find ourselves surrounded by are simply a product of the emotional strains and the tensions and the emotional tensions that have arise within us, within our hearts, and within our minds because of the messes we made that we did not think we made, or the messes we made that we know we made. So when that happens, you start to find yourself in a emotional state, in a stressed out state. And that state itself, like I said, comes from your mind. And yes, everybody, you can say, oh, well, my mind created that, so that is my stress. No, your mind created the reaction to the emotional strain. Your mind creates the reaction to the tension. The stress that you hold on to is literally something that does not belong to you, because the stress is a product of the emotional tension that you created. The stress is a product of the emotional strain that you created. And so the stress itself does not truly exist unless you give it if you give it existence. If you say to yourself, within yourself, that I am stressed out right now, then by golly, you will be stressed out right now, because you are accepting that that emotional tension and that emotional strain is something that you can't get rid of. Because, see, think about it like this. If I am stressed, a quote-unquote stressed, I can choose to not be stressed out. It's that simple. There's no magic that happens outside of you as an entity, outside of your higher being, outside of even your lower being. Yourself have the ability to say to yourself that I will not be stressed out today, because the stress does not belong to me. Because I may be emotional because I lost my job. I may have a lot of tension weighing on me because I can't manage these bills that I have right here in front of me at this moment. But I won't be stressed out about it. I won't allow it to affect me mentally. I won't allow it to make my spirit feel heavy. I won't allow it to create the shadow of darkness above my head. That is what it means to say that you decide I won't be stressed out. That doesn't mean that the situation got fixed. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to have any more situations that are similar to that, or that doesn't mean you're going to get out of that situation right away. It just means you're not going to let that situation affect how you live your life today. It's not going to allow, or you're not going to allow that stress to dictate how you maneuver out of your situation. And that's where we find ourselves sometimes. We find ourselves rooted in our chaos and rooted in our stress. And in reality, when we take ourselves and remove ourselves and literally walk out of the stresses that we are in, or we're allowing ourselves to wallow in, you remember that wallowing in our mess? Well, sometimes we wallow in our mess and we wallow in our stress. And you can't do both, because when you do both, you find yourself beneath it all. And when you're beneath all of your stresses, on top of being under your messes, you can't see, because right now that you have wool, you have a mask, you have a shield over your eyes, because you already have to deal with your mess that you made, which is something that you can do because you got the experience to get out of your mess. But you can't function now because your stress is on top of the mess, and now the mess seems so much more messier because now you're stressed out about the mess you made. And when you eliminate the stress, guess what? The mess starts to look so much lighter. The mess becomes a lot easier to manage because you have become aware that your stress is your baggage. You're loading your mess. You have to fix eventually. If you don't, then you're going to continue lifetime after lifetime finding yourself in a position of, I desire to be somewhere else. And when you decide, okay, I have to fix the mess, but I can eliminate the baggage of having all this stress behind me, I promise you, your life is going to be amazing. Your life is going to change. It's going to transform, and you'll see that the stress was never your stress. So with that said, we're going to get into Admiral Bob featuring Snowflake, Rooted in Peace, because rooted in peace is so much easier than being sad and woeful in stress. So let's go ahead and get it popping, and we'll be back with the Monday train and the Monday train morning message. All right, guys, here we go.
Don't want to be afraid. Hard not to hesitate. But we can't wait to be the change. It's not too late. Free from hate. Think of the future that we could create. Face the facts today, there's a better way. Take one step back and say, all living things. One life, heart beating, with soul being, higher mind seeing, our one world is breathing with you and me in harmony with all things. Our destiny is evolving to be
And we are back, and I am going to switch up the topic a little bit and talk about why your stress could never be your stress. Let's take it from the top. You have a soul and you have a spirit. And those are two things that no man on this earth can say exactly how they came into being or into form or even give you a complete understanding of exactly the existence of either. Now, your soul, we can wander and we can fold on top of fold, but think about your spirit for a moment, just a moment. Your spirit is it's an essence. It is something that you have and is uniquely tied to you. It is a combination of all of your different ancestors and all of your different parts of being. It is so much encompassed within your spirit itself. And your spirit acts as your the vita or the essence of or breath of life. There you go. Your soul is the vehicle which typically directs your life. And soon I'm coming out with my Love is Law book, as well as a 7 days of Loveology workbook included. And those are going to be available to kind of break down soul, mind, body, and spirit, because those are four different things. And we often hear mind, body, and soul, but mind and soul and mind is shared by soul and spirit. So that being said, it has to be its own separate entity. So we have the mind, we have the body, and we have the soul and the spirit. The soul and the spirit are two things that are ever, ever lasting. Your mind can be lost. You can go crazy, but your soul and your spirit will ever remain in a restless state, in an uneasy state, until your mind has recaptured itself and started to move in the direction of your soul's purpose and your spirit's desires. Nutshells. All right, so that being said, your spirit is birthed, initially born out of the great collective spirit, free. No stress, no problem, none of that. Brush your shoulders off. Your soul, a product of your spirit, initially was born free, flying high, soaring on high life, free. So when you come into life and you become aware of your mind, you become conscious of your mind, you realize that your mind is a product of your soul and your spirit, because your mind itself is the great conjurer, and it has the ability to think. But before you had a brain to dictate the knowledge and the information that you were able to take in, you had a spirit, and then you had a soul, and you had a spirit and a soul at the same time. But your mind is within your spirit, and your mind is within your soul. So I suggest to anyone to take time to realize that your soul and your spirit have always been free, and your soul and your spirit are going to continue to want to be free. They're going to continue to strive to be free, and they're going to continue that regardless of how complacent you are in your mindset and how complacent you are in your fleshly state. So when you're complacent in those two states, you're unable to understand that your stress ain't your stress. And by your stress not being your stress, and you allowing your stress to jump into your life and stay in your life and come into your life and float into your life and drift into your life, or however you allow it to sneak into your life and sabotage your current state of being and create for you more stress and more stresses, because you have to deal with your mess on top of your stress, or your stress on top of your mess. When you create that for yourself, you create a world that you feel as if you cannot escape from. And when you've gotten to that point, the world that you cannot escape from, my friends, it becomes sort of like a hell. It becomes sort of like another dimension, because you feel yourself moving through life, but you have no direction as to how to get out of the current state that you're in. And what happens is you need to find yourself rooted in a peace, knowing that you were not birthed on any level to be stressed. You were birthed to deal with your mess, but not to be stressed. You were birthed so that when you wake up in the morning, you see that it's a new day. And so everything that bugged you and barred you down from the day before is gone. It's the sun is shining, and the sun has erased all of that from its own memory. It's giving you a new day to do things different, to take care of the messes that you made before so much more easily, because you had the experience from yesterday. And that is why we have to understand that we have to disconnect ourselves from the stresses of your life. And so the morning message on the Monday train, because I said morning so many times last week, I said the universe told me that this needs to be the morning message. And so we know that the stress ain't your stress. But we also have to know from, in this case, on the morning message, the stress does not belong to you. Yes, the stresses ain't your stress, but you have to understand that the word belong is symbolic. It means you have ownership of something. When I say the stress ain't my stress, that I can just be faking it. I can be playing that around. I can just say, oh, girl, that stress ain't my stress. But when I look at someone and I say, that stress does not belong to me, there's a difference. There's a difference in the way the universe receives that. So when you're giving that to them, say just let people know, no, stress comes from somewhere else. Stress comes from my mind. Stress comes from my inability to arrange the jigsaw of pieces that are floating in front of me. Like, my life right now is in shambles because I have a whole lot of mess to clean up, And I'm not sure how I'm going to deal with that. So now I am stressing because I don't know how to use my experience and how to use my skills and how to use my talents and how to use my ambition and how to use all that is within me to get out of my mess. And that is where we find ourselves so often in this life, struggling and drowning in our stresses. And I never forget being in high school and being in a play called The Swimmer. And I'll have to tell you guys the creator of The Swimmer on next week's episode because I can't remember right now. But I never understood that play. It was a one-act play, went to district, made it big. We did great. We actually won awards. Never understood that. That was one of my first performances. I was in ninth grade. And I understand now that the swimmer was not drowning at the bus stop with no water because he was crazy. He was drowning because his life was full of stress and he didn't know how to eradicate that. And so now I'm saying to you, years removed, that you need to eradicate your stress so you don't find yourself at a bus stop drowning. If anybody have any questions for me, you know, find me at EgyptEnglish.com. Once again, that's EgyptEnglish.com. Homepage has a lot of little things like my resources, how to find me, how to watch me, da 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 da, whatever. And I have books and resources there. The blog is there. Stay tuned to the blog. Stay tuned to my IG stories with all of my craziness and me and Frank and our little adventures and things like that. And we keep you posted. That's where I let you know when we're going live and everything. Right now on my bookshelf, I'm currently reading The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav. And if you have not had a chance to venture into that book, I do recommend it to everyone. I'm going to start with an ease bookshelf, and which is basically what I'm reading at that moment. And when I'm on the air, not on the air, but you get the point, guys. So, like I said, this week has been awesome already because guess what? You woke up, and because you woke up, it was a good day. And so you guys know where that's going. I'm about to hit y'all with Alex Barroza once again. If you want to advertise with EgyptEnglish.com for short, EEnglish.com. If you want to advertise with the blog, if you want to advertise with Love Trips the Station, you know where I'm at. Find me, EgyptEnglish.com and Lady English or Lady English at not Amazon. Where am I going with this morning? You guys, it's time for me to get off the air. Find me on Instagram, Egypt officially out.
Now if you woke up this morning, it's